Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So Eddie is checking on the anchor and Joao's like, we're not going to use the starboard again if we can help it. So they're talking about that. And then Mike, who is doing origami with the toilet paper. Can we stop doing origami with toilet paper? Just stop it. That's done. Mm-hmm. That's been done by a cleaning lady who's really lovely. But I just don't want your fingers on my butthole. And I don't want to waste the paper either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need your fingerprints on my butthole.
Are you not even down for just like a simple triangle fold?
Not unless you're wearing gloves or something. Don't touch my toilet paper. I don't like it. Okay. I like to see here's what I like. My toilet paper dangling exactly at the level that I left it dangling. Because then I know it wasn't touched.
Yeah. I'm fine with the origami. I actually don't love when it's like all frilly, like the way Mike did it, where there's like a fan shape that's been folded into it, because then you have to like actually take it apart. Whereas a simple like triangle fold that's like start here, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. I just picture your fingerprints on my butt. I don't like it.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, but it's not like what I'm putting on to the fingerprints is like some beautiful cherry blossom that can not be sullied by some fingerprints. I feel like I'm doing worse things.
That's like poop comes out of paper. There. Yeah, that's true. Like poop comes out of there. But then that's another thing, because poop, that's like what you use for poop. So like, I don't need it to look prettier. Like, you don't need to make me think it's a flower. Like, I know it's what poop is going to be over in a couple of minutes.
I want
the thing that I'm about to get dirty to be very clean.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. I think there's logic to that. There's logic to that. Fingerprints, et cetera. Yeah.
You don't shake hands and then wipe your eyes. So why would you like shake hands and then touch your butt hole with that person's hand? You know what I mean? Okay. So Joao's, they're not talking about that. I'm just disturbed by it. He's like, this is the most feminine thing I've ever done in my life, which, no, it's not. It's your hair. And Jonah's like, oh, I wonder how breakfast is going if they're like strangling each other already.
Yeah. And we cut to Angie going, can I ask you a question? I'm so curious. You're telling her that I'm a horrible friend because I'm not using you to sell my home. And Brittany's like, your house is not selling. I totally forgot about this fight. Well, I have an executive custom built home with 360 views of Electra on her horse. It's $11 million. If you want somebody's business, I don't want your business. Okay. I don't need your business. So Jenna tells us, I'm manifesting to be each and every one of these women. Growing up, we lived a comfortable lifestyle, but my parents worked their asses off and they used to count every penny. And that is just not going to be my life. I got into yachting to become top 1%. And I believe this job is a gateway to that. These women are on a yacht in Canawan, bitching and moaning. I'm like, I don't know how to break it to this poor girl. I do not think by volunteering to being literally the help that means you are somehow on the fast track to being the upstairs.
I don't know that it's the fast track, but I think it can happen. You know, I've read a lot of Sidney Sheldon books. I've seen a lot of movies. Of course, it can happen. You know, you can meet the right person. You at least got to get yourself around it, you know.
I want to be a captain of industry. I want to work at the country clubs. I want to be on the polo horses. That's why I signed up to be the butler. I'm like, you know, there's no shame in those jobs. I mean, there is that movie, The Butler. There's no shame in those jobs, but I just also feel like when it comes to like rich people, that the moment that they see you as the butler or the stew or the help, they don't see you as anything other than that, you know?
Well, that's why you change your name and your haircut.
Well, I love when that happens.
You know, you don't just go like, hey, remember me? I was waiting on you last season. No, you show up as a different person. You're like, hello. It's me, Jenna.
I'm not Jenna. I'm Belinda Gina. Valerie. Yeah. And I have a bob.
Yeah. But I love that she's the only one who really enjoys the housewives. She's like, they're amazing. I want to be them. I love them. So meanwhile, the fighting is still going on. And Brittany's like, it was an olive branch with me trying to sell your house. She's like, it's not good business to complain about me and then want my house. And Jenna's like, oh God, aren't they amazing? It's like a masterclass of rich woman behavior.
The first time that it's ever been said about the Real Housewives.
This is kind of funny because I forgot this part when Angie holds up a folder and it's like all these charts that Britney has made about her house. And she goes, this is what Britney is doing in her downtime. And Britney's like, you're welcome. I mean, it actually shows that Britney does research and is she did a lot of research on your house. I mean, I'm actually shocked that Britney did that much work personally.
Please. That was just sheet music to the Aladdin musical. We all know.
She's like, wait a minute. What do you mean I don't have enough bedrooms? A whole new world? What is this?
Who is Prince Ali?
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Shahamaradi had 1,000 tails. But master, you're in luck because up my sleeves, I've got a brand of magic never fails. What? What? What is this?
Wait a second. Why does it say the price of my house is ba ba da ba wa wa? That doesn't even make sense.
You guys, I need to put a pin in this because we got to get off the boat.
So Dave's like, golly, golly, breakfast is cleared and finished. So Jason's like, all right, full deck stand by anchor. Joao, no commentary on that. We know what it means in Zim.
Joao, get your hand off your dick. I can sense that that's where it is right now. All right, sorry. Sorry, wrong foredeck. Wrong foredeck.
Sorry, that was Beelzebub. Jowzebub, whatever I call myself.
Jowzebub, that's right.
What does he call himself? Jowzebub.
Jowzebub. That's the bad side of me. He's gone now. This is a new Joao. Completely different Captain Jowzebub.
So now it's time to go to the Tobago Cays and the Grenadines. And Heather's like, you know, we want to sit back, sit around, talk shit. It's like, all right, then drop them off on the other side of the beach with some snorkels and some towels. And I heard if we can get some sort of dirty snow in the background, that'll make them feel at home. So enjoy.
Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Ben's like, nice, 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 clean cuts. Wipe that blade every time as well, please, my little maple ass. Now, otherwise you'll fuck up the egg white, all right? Oh God, you just fucked up the egg white. What did I just say?
So everyone, the women arrive on the beach and, Daisy's really upset because she's like, the duck team didn't lift the anchor on time. And now the whole day is going to be playing catch up. It's the first beach setup of the season. How we're going to have to do it in front of the guests. It's like being in bed with your hot hookup and slipping out a fart. It's mortifying. Or when you realize your hot hookup is just gara. The setting's a mess. The timing's off. The housewives don't need to know that. Distract, distract, distract.
So they don't really need to distract them because they're not paying attention anyway. Lisa's just and like, also it's like, oh my God, I'm getting a massage. You have magic hands. And Bajul's like, no, you have magic back.
That's a funny, I did not pick up on that she said that. That's a funny thing to say. You have magic back. Your back is massaging itself.
You're not the first person who said that. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just also funny that Daisy is so embarrassed that they have to set up this beach setup and while the women are there and can witness it. I'm like, you don't seem to understand. These are women who've shot more than 5 scenes over the course of their show's entirety in like Kirkland folding chairs in a parking lot. Like this is high glamour for them.
It is. So now the ladies are fighting about who's a supportive friend. So Lisa is telling Meredith, who has been accused of being a bad friend. She's like, you know what? Like, I feel like you support me, you know, like Mary said, you know, like I've told you support me in private. I mean, I feel like you do. She's like, well, I support you publicly as well, Lisa. Actually, do not be disgusting.
Yeah, but I think like more privately, if you think about it, like public, but like in a private way, like you went to a public space and then spoke privately into your phone. That's like how you support me a little bit.
Oh, so you don't like my support? Are you returning my support? Okay, do you have a receipt? Because it has been past 30 days since that support was given and I will not return support without a receipt.
Samara's like, yeah, you're not a good friend. You're just not. Okay, well, I didn't ask you, Mary. And so Eddie's like, are they still fighting? And Michael's like, yeah, this is what rich people do to enjoy themselves. So Mary's like, well, I think you're boring. I think you're just like meh. You're like meh. That's what you are, Meredith. Meredith's like, well, I don't really care what you think, Mary. It's like, okay, well then jump in the river.
It's an ocean.
There are no rivers.
Yeah, fine. No. Mary on her own planet. So now back on the boat, Alicia calls her mother and she's like, oh my God, mom, it's an absolute shit show. That chef, like, I mean, he's all over the calf. He expects me to know what to do. I literally have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. And the mom goes, what's his name?
Ben. Poor Ben. Cause he's having to carry you and me. Of course. You have Ben's number. I just want to call him and give him a little bit of support. Poor guy.
Lisa's like, no, I'm being dragged through this shit, Mom. It's hard to put into words because the second he gets really bad, then he gets okay again. Like, he shouts and he says he's sorry, and then it's, like, really hot in the galley, and it's just like, yes, oh, it's like,
oh, yeah, so you're driving him mad, aren't you? That's what it sounds like. Poor guy. Should send him a little bit of a basket.
I'm unraveling, Mom.
Just say to him, look, I know I'm shit, but I'll try and give you 100% of my shit. Isn't that something? Please be good, darling, shit.
Nothing's going downhill for you. That was a reference to you deciding to go skiing instead of getting an actual skill set.
Which I told you not to do in the first place because you're shit. Understand?
God, geez, happy Mother's Day. Lord.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she tells us, I don't live in a chef culture that is volatile like this. I mean, I don't live in a chef culture at all. I've actually never even met a chef. Doing anything with Ben's high stakes, I just can't disappoint him. And I can't not know the answer because that would just end up in arguments. And I've got a thick skin, but he's chipping away at it minute by minute. I'm like, do you have a thick skin? Because like last week he was like, can I have an avocado, love? And you were like, one moment, I need to go to the loo. And he went crying.
So the mom is just giving her so much shit, and it's so funny to hear. She's like, wow, well, imagine how he feels, darling, having an absolute nitwit in the kitchen.
Does he even let you use knives? I mean, I imagine it must be difficult for you trying to prepare things with a spork, which is the only thing you've ever been allowed to use since you were a child.
It's like, Mom, thank you. Thank you so much for the pep talk, Mom. She's like, love you, darling.
On the beach, Heather is... No, she wants to go snorkeling, and the staff is helping them. And Heather sees a turquoise.
There's a turquoise. The water is turquoise. I thought.
But there is a turtle as well.
There is a turtle. That's. I was like, I could have sworn there was a turtle, but I said the water. I read turquoise as if it said turtle and tortoise mixed together, and my brain spat that out. But the point is this: she loves the water, and Eddie's like, I love being in the water. This is why I'm in yachting. I bet no one saw this, that when Heather said that the water was turquoise, that this would turn into a tragic backstory. But here it is, everyone.
It starts with him going, okay, we're going this way because there's turtles over here. Turtles over here. And so he's like, my father died. And that's why I'm in yachting. And I was like, oh my God. Did a turtle kill your dad? Because I was just waiting for the lead in. Like, I need the lead in. You know, the lead in needs to make sense with the story.
The pivot was very quick. I love being in water. That's why I'm in yachting. My dad died when I was younger. I was like, oh, okay. 2 days before I turned 6, he passed. Sort of just a complete freak heart attack in New Year's Day. And he was just the greatest person. And he loved water. And now I love water. So he chokes up and everything. He says that, it's nice doing something that he knows his dad would be proud of him doing. And then Heather's like,
I saw a stingray. It was like fucking Nemo. And I said, stingray, why don't you bleak everything to the blogs?
I'm back on the boat. Jason is telling Jenna she's really going to shine extra when she gets an extra stew. And she's like, well, I'll get a lot more rest. That's for sure. And he's just like, yes. It's got such an odd energy. So then back on the beach, Daisy announces that the tender is here. And Heather's like,
let's go. I'm ready here. Why don't you sit on my lap? I'll do the steering. Did you hear my Finding Nemo joke?
And then Dave's like, okay, Motor Yacht Katina, we're approaching the yacht. You're coming back. So they give everyone rum punches and stuff. And then Daisy announces that they'll be doing 4 p.m. lunch on the sun deck. Okay, everyone, all hands on deck because we're getting to the moment for Ben. Okay, but lunch is coming up.
Actually, do you think we could swap the lunch? Because do lunch in the saloon and the AC and dinner on deck. Okay, okay, that's absolutely fine. Is that okay? Yeah, it's absolutely fine. No, why does your head look like it's going to pop? It's just how my head is. It's just how my head is.
Fuck, Jenna. Okay, are you ready? They want to do it in the saloon. Did they just say lunch in the saloon? Yeah, come on, let's just do it together. Jenna goes, fucking assholes. So now Daisy's like, yeah, it's like hurting children. It's still looking like a 4 p.m. lunch and an 8 p.m. dinner. So now they have to like move everything from outside to inside, which is annoying because it takes them a very long time to set these tables.
So now Batul's backstory, she's unloading chairs and she's saying that working on deck was considered a man job where she's from. And her dad didn't even want her to go to school because his mentality was women don't work and it's a man's world and they don't want us to have rights or words. But her grandparents snuck her into the school. That's amazing and good for you, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, seriously. How did your dad not notice that you were going to school every day? Dad's just like, whatever.
That's a great question.
It's like, whatever. It's like Ferris Bueller. It's a woman thing.
She just has a dummy in the bed that's like connected to her rope to the door. It's like, Batul, are you okay? You're still sick? Okay. We'll check back later.
No. So Jason compliments her on her work. Okay. So then Heather's like, well, I'm not up with lunch for everybody. I mean, is that going to be bitchy if I just do you, me, Mary, and Angie? When he's like, actually, I fully agree. I need a break. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So now Jenna has set up the table and Heather's like, hey, Daisy, is there any way that we could clear a few of those plates and we're just going to have four for lunch? I would like the other ladies just to be served in their rooms. Is that possible? I'm telling you, if I was told like, yeah, I've decided as the primary, you're just going to be served in your room, I would be furious.
Yeah, I would too. So she goes to tell Ben and she's like, my patience is being tested. He's like, lay it on me. All right. Well, lunch is in 10 minutes, but they want four served in the rooms. And he's like, ah, makes sense. Who cares? She's like, but it has to be plated. So it'll all be plated. So we're not going to do family style anymore. So we need to remove four of those plates.
All right. Makes sense. All right. So Jenna's like, so I've set the table twice. Nobody's coming to lunch. Okay. And he's like, all right. Well, that kind of sucks for us because we're going to have to start to individualize everything. And I've got fuzzy fractures over there in the corner trying to figure out what even a plate is in the first place. Doesn't make sense, fuzzy fractures. Just imagining that she probably broke her leg at some point and I gave a nickname to that. Are you following my creative process?
So Heather Whitney joined Angie and Mary. So Heather's like, low-key lunch with the low-key ladies, am I right? Did anybody hear my Nemo joke? It was good. So Jenna is confused about plates, and Daisy's like, nah, we're going to bring the plates down. It's going to get placed. All right, that's how we're doing it. And meanwhile, Ben's like, I don't think you should plate them, but she asked for them all plated. Well, that doesn't really... Oh, no, Alicia says that. She asked for them all plated, though. She goes, well, he says, well, that doesn't really concern me. It's what's going to look best. Who cares what she asked for? We're here for how it looks. Because growing up, I wanted to be a portrait artist. I was very good. You know, coming from an art background, it does help cooking. So I based my meal on how's it going to look. And look at here, little tiny Ben, little cucumber nose. Look at that adorable little man. Make his hair with a little deconstructed cheesecake. Looks amazing. Let's make a, give him a chicken wing here. Give him a chicken wing here. What a handsome bastard.
Yeah, you can't just randomly throw things on the plate because the colors are not going to match. The shapes are not going to match. So unfortunately, there's just more to it than that because he makes these like plates of like chicken wings and crudités, but he stacks like the crudités. It's just like the celery that's on the side of wings. He stacks it in like a lattice pattern, like a little, like a Jenga stack. I'm like, okay, that's nice, but
I know they should have saved this monologue for maybe a different dish, because he's like, I'm a portrait artist. I believe in art. I'm not serving anything that doesn't look like fucking art. And then it cuts to a plate of chicken wings.
I know. Seriously. It's like, okay, well, so they, so basically, yeah, he's like, serve the people in their rooms first. So then when he's like, I'm really hungry. I'm hungry. And Ben's like, oh, I don't want to look like shit. Okay. They're still guests. All right. So let's make that look. Okay. Guess. All right. You just put the celery into the food process. You can't serve the blender cup to the guests, honey. That's not going to work, honey.
But I'm not, though. It's like, yeah, just do it right. Do it right. Oh, my God. And he's like, I'm not going against Daisy despite her. It's just this is our department. We do things the way that we want to do the things in our department. So meanwhile, back at lunch, Whitney's like, I'm hungry. Where's the food? Now it's 4:07. And he's like, but I don't want it to look like shit. There's still guests, you know? And Heather's like, I feel good, but I am hungry. I am hungry too. So Daisy's like, all right, we've got four guests at the table. We need to do it. We need to do this.
But meanwhile, the people at the table are supposed to be served first, but it's the people in the bedrooms that are getting served. And it's also using up all the people on the staff because they're all these dishes have to go in different places. And so Whitney's like, Daisy, how long until the food? And she's like, ha, it's coming right away. Do you copy, Callie? Where's the food? And Ben's like, Daisy, we can do the in-room diners really quickly first. We're going to do them first. We just had to do it that way because I decided to do it that way. He's like, oh, God, fuck me. So Daisy, you know, I think Daisy's had it so easy all these seasons with her chefs on a sailing yacht. And now that she has Ben, she's going to be like she's just going to lose her mind. She already is losing her mind. It's only one first charter and Ben is already fucking with her so much.
So it's like, what the actual fuck? Heather's the primary. That means she's the most important person. She's like, let's get the food going. Come on. Yeah, I wonder. I worked up a big appetite.
We need to serve lunch at the table first. Like the fucking guests are chaotic. Now Ben is chaotic. Give me a fucking break. So Whitney's like,
how long until the food? I want food. Hungry, 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 hungry.
God, and you're so obnoxious. You've changed the lunch plans 3 times now, okay? You can just sit tight.
Yeah, seriously. And Ben's like, Daisy, is there any way we can do the room diners first? Come on, they're ready now. He's like, yeah, copy that. Can you just give me a second, please? Oh, God. So Ben is like, he basically just goes rogue and he just starts telling the servers he starts having them go to the rooms first, but then the people upstairs aren't being fed and no one's available to do anything. And it's just a total mess.
Yeah. So, Daisy's serving champagne and Alicia is like, can I go with this plate? And he's like, yeah, just go. You guys are going to need to pull up more people. Please, please. They need more people. Get the homely people who are never on camera. I don't even care. When he's like, what's going on? This is very weird. I need food. Shut up. You so are the ones who mess this up.
I know, seriously. But that being said, Daisy said, like, it's Daisy who decides who gets the food at what time, right? Like, that's her department. It's not up for Ben to decide that. So Ben is telling, not only is he telling people to do what to do, but then he's saying, oh God, I'm always waiting on Daisy. What the fuck, man? What? Daisy is running around in circles because of you. So now food is starting to come up to the table and Ben brings up the food to the table. And he brings it all up in these bowls, but since Daisy has been pulled in different directions and Daisy was not aware that the food was going up to the table at this point, no one has any place settings, which is a bit odd also because there are people sitting at the table. How do they not have their place settings? But they don't have any plates or forks or spoons or there's nothing to serve.
I guess because they were complaining about moving lunch from outside to inside. And she said, okay, I'll do it with you. So then where are the plates and the forks? I was confused.
I don't know what's going on here. So, but the food's there, but they don't have utensils, which is a really bad look.
Yeah. So Heather's like, plates would be great. Ben and I had a plan. And then he marches up with platter surprise. There's no plates. And who looks like a fucking ding dong? Me. That's who.
So, but
so they love the food, which is, yeah, they yeah. love it. And Heather's like, serve me like I'm a rich Roman king.
How could you say that in front of me? I am Greek. And so Jenna's like, well, I don't really understand what's going on right now. Well, Ben's like, I'm serving the other four first, and I'm not leaving four guests in here in the primary without a drink. And I'm like, you'll get it when I get it. Like, I stood there looking at my fucking asshole. I looked there like a fucking asshole up there. So Heather's like, you guys, the food is delicious. See, I'm a good customer. You can't say I'm bad just because I made you move everything around because I'm being nice to you now.
Yeah, so Jenna checks in with Ben. She's like, how's my favorite? He's like, oh, higgly diggly, biggly doogly, blah, 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 blah. And Eddie tells Alicia that he swam with a turtle. And she goes, what? He's, I swam with a turtle. She goes, did you? He's like, it was fucking huge. It was like the size of the table, kind of big. I mean, it was taller than me, I'm sure. Look down on me.
It basically was like a blimp, and I was the passenger. So I'm so small. So Mike is like, do you fancy her? And he's like, yeah, I fucking do. And then they laugh and everything. So Heather goes to take a nap, and Alicia's asking how she can help. And he's like, all right, well, I'm thinking about dessert tonight. We want the sort of the body of a zombie thing. It's going to be something you really can't mess up. Just scoops of ice cream that you can put some little jelly beans into. Okay, honey buns, can we do that?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Lisa is asking for a Diet Coke, and then she's asking Mike if, you know what, can you just let Heather twerk on you? I mean, that's like the best gift you could give her. Please, it would be a gift for all of us. And he's like, oh, you wanted to do that? She goes, yes, please. So now tonight they're going to have some strippers. And Daisy's like, well, he is a part-time stripper. And Lisa's like, oh my God, thanks for cluing me in on like our little stripper. Wow. Yeah. We have like a little single stripper. Wow.
So he tells us his backstory, which is throughout the past 5 years and in between engineering gigs, I stumbled upon the world of stripping, and the world of stripping and the worlds of engineering are two completely different places. There's no common denominator here except for lube.
I'm sure that one thing Mike has in common with a stripper is that Mike is told to go back into the room and shut the door every time he comes back out. Because no one needs this.
A lot of oil. What better thing to accompany a zombie dinner with people wearing saws in their head than some strippers?
Sure. Than some discount dick.
Yeah, seriously.
So now let's see. People are getting ready, and the boys are talking and planning for the evening, and they want a lap dance. And Mike's like, "Oh, everybody's gonna have to strip." And Joelle's like, "No, I can't. This is bad. I don't know. I'm so shy. I'm shy. Oh God, I'm no stranger to performances, but do I feel comfortable? No, because from a very young age, played the music." I've always been body shy. I've been teased by my brother about my weight. I've always been the person to go to the beach with my shirt on.
The Ballad of Joao. So Mike is, he's like, let me show you how to do it. You put your hands on her like this, and I go, ooh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, I'm there, put them all over your hair. So Joao's like, it's very intimidating, making myself look like an absolute clown next to a professional. I'm like, I think this is the best possible scenario to make yourself look like a capable stripper is doing it right next to Mike.
Listen, at the very least, Mike's hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Eddie's like, don't feel bad. Just do it next to me. You'll at least be tall.
So things are quiet and everyone's saying, wow, it's so nice. We finally have some rest and relaxation on this boat. It's been so chaotic. At long last, things are chill around here, but we know what's coming next because Bronwyn and Angie are in their costumes. And here it comes, Angie getting her finger stuck in that door. And oof. That's every time they show it, I'm like, because I actually just closed the door on my fingers like 2 days ago. And it was simple.
You did?
It was like not, yeah, it was weird. I don't know. You're like, how does that happen? But I was like, I know. Grabbing the door Yeah, I was grabbing the door and it like closed on me and it hurt, but it was like minor, but it still hurt a lot.
And I almost did it in the car. I got in the car and then I hadn't closed the door. And for some reason I grabbed it from like the top, you know, like the top of the door and started. It's like, what are you doing? You're going to rip off your hand. Look what I just did to my fingernail. I was shaving the back of my neck and I went like that to like feel where the hair is, you know? So I had my hand back there and then I stabbed it with my razor and cut my nail all the way down into the nail. I mean, you know, it's humans, guys, humans. Am I right? So yeah, Andy cuts her nail, and they're also wearing these stupid inflatable costume things. So they're running around in that, bleeding everywhere. And Angie helps her. I mean, the captain helps her and stuff. And then now they're decorating for zombie night. Dun, dun, dun. Complete with eerie cocktails, hauntingly beautiful decor, and a menu to die for. So she's like, I can't think of anything more appropriate when these women are ripping each other apart.
So Daisy's like, all right, Ben, what's for dinner tonight? He's like, all right, okay, here we go. Okay. Well, the plan is to have something delicious, like a bowl, a scallop dish with a slightly soupy black lentil. And then we're going to do a lamb, steak knives, and then a zombie ice cream head. It all depends on what sort of dumb thing my sous chef does. Last time I looked, she was trying to bake a baseball. So we'll see. So Daisy's like, ah, is it a huge ball ache if I add Jason to that? He's like, no, mate, you're dealing with professionals here, love. Well, one professional and that one over there in the corner.
That's what I'd like to hear. So now they are doing water and wine at the tables, and they're all dressed bloody, you know, like some have axes in their head, some have knives coming out of their face and stuff. And Heather orders bloody cabs all around. And he's like, I haven't touched this drink, Mike. He's like, I haven't touched this drink, but there's like lips. That's not mine. I don't do that. I mean, oh, no, it's Mary saying that to Mike. So Mike's like, okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out what the drink was, so I thought that's what he was figuring out. Anyway, Mary's going to have wine, and there's lips all over her glass. And he's like, oh, sorry, I'll get you another one. So he goes down, and he's mortified that he let this glass go out. So Daisy passes by and goes, oh, by the way, she just said that her glass had lipstick on it, but it didn't. I mean, I put it down myself. There was no lipstick there, so...
Yeah.
Crazy lady.
So Daisy's like, all right, well, she has a fresh glass. He's like, yeah, I won't tell anyone though if you don't. So Daisy is like, all right, everyone, we're ready to start with service. Here we go. Ben's like, brilliant. This is actually quite good. So Ben is like, you know, the food's starting to go out. It's all this, you know, zombie type food. And of course, the ladies are fighting, etc. And, you know, this is where. It's funny because Ben goes, how's the temperament up there so far? And then it cuts to Brittany saying, so I saw something on TikTok today about Seth having a mistress, which is hilarious because we know this sends off like this little comment, like sets off the drama for the whole second half of the season of Salt Lake City. So he's like, how is it going up there? So you're like, don't ask.
Here we go.
My husband does not have a mistress.
So now they're being served drinks, and she's just because your boyfriend breaks up with you anytime he wants to sleep with someone else, that's your problem and not mine.
No, I break up with him. That's not my problem. So Daisy's saying how it's starting to become like white noise for her, and they sort of do this whole funny thing about like white noise. And then while Ben is there, the food's coming up, food's been cleared, whatever. And Alicia's big task is that she is going to make these ice cream zombie heads. And Ben is like, all right, can we get the ice cream done, please? Get the ice cream balls done, please. So we can put them in the freezer, because the whole thing is that he wants them to set up and have their zombie head shape when they go out. And we just see that like Alicia's doing a million other things. The ice cream is just sitting out there. There's like 8 ice cream balls and she's in a hot kitchen and she's just going off doing this thing and that thing, whatever. And the ice cream's just sitting there and Ben's like, can you tend to the ice cream, please? You just have to literally put a chocolate chip on top of each one of them and that's it. Can you please do this for me, please?
He's like, quick, please, it'll droop, please, it'll droop.
So, meanwhile, upstairs,
stay away from me. Your hatred has been abundantly clear, and I am not interested. Still think I'm boring, honey?
So they're like, oh, God. And Jenna's like, well, the fighting was it was fun for a day or two, but geez. And Daisy's like, enough with the fighting. Jesus Christ. So now it's 10:12 and the ladies are now in a full blown fight. And Mary's like, and I won't take back what I said. You're boring. The kitchen. Ben's like, oh, my God, could you do the eyes? Zombies have eyes, most of them, don't they? God, I fucking hate working with ice cream. And by ice cream, I mean Alicia. Personally, I would have made them earlier and had them frozen. Personally, that's what I would have done.
So passive aggressive and aggressive.
Cacao esophagus. Come on.
All right, grab them. So then he's like, just hand out with cap, please. I'm like, there's balls of ice cream with eyes. It's like a melted snowman, each one of them. So they go up, but of course they like them, you know. They're like, Heather's like, look at these balls of ice cream. And Ben's like, you know, and by the way, I also cooked this fucking, he pulls out like a tray of crisps or biscuits that he was going to serve with the ice cream. He's like, and it didn't go on the dessert because I was too busy fucking fixing that. So that's great. Doing a great job, love. This is just my way of saying I love you. I'm just saying, you fucked it. You fucked me over. I made this a whole tray of biscuits that didn't get to go out. But on the other hand, you're doing great. You're absolutely wonderful.
Well, I would have somehow managed to construct them and keep them frozen. I know that that's not what we did. But she goes, but then why didn't you? And he goes, I'll tell you why. Because I was actually seeing how you would cope with this dessert. It was a test. Because I want to see where you struggle and I want to see how quick you are. And it turns out you struggle with everything and there's no quickness at all.
Well, I'll tell you where I struggle. It's always dessert and mains and appetizers.
All right, well, we didn't really make the dessert, did we there? Did we? Because really, I mean, I made the chocolate, I made the coulis. You did mold the ice cream, but you didn't make it, did you? Really, it's an assembly, all right? I think it's a far stretch saying we made the dessert, brown sugar dumpling chin, all right?
It's such a savage read, and I was cringing because, like, it was so mean. And it was also right. And I was like, oh. And he's like, all right, Alicia's like a bull in a china shop. I'm like, I don't know what she is, but she probably can't do that right either. She's like a bull who like doesn't knock anything over. It's like, you didn't live up to the metaphor. So Alicia's like, hey, it's been chefing for over 20 fucking years. I've done it for two. Like, pick up the pieces that you're going to drop. I'm like, oh, I don't like that either. Like, 2 years in, you should be able to put like the eyeballs on the ice cream head. I'm sorry, Alicia.
Yeah. And he's like, she didn't actually make anything. Nothing. I mean, I couldn't give a fuck about the dessert. She, oh my God, can't even fucking cook chicken and chips without stressing the fuck out. So then back at the table, Captain Jason's like the saw on your head.
I know. The saw is so good. I love it. It's like someone got like really attacked. It's like Meredith really got like someone sawing Meredith's hat. It's like it's gross. Like someone's going the distance on cutting her head in half. It's like amazing.
Well, I think that we should talk about you and Jared and all the things he says about other people if you want to talk about men.
And Whitney's like, the captain's with us. Come on.
Captain, don't leave if it gets heated. Please stay. Please stay. Well, I'm not interested in trying to interfere with my relationship because you're jealous that you can't hold a man down.
I'm not trying to interfere with a relationship, Meredith. I'm just bringing up that your husband's cheating on you on TikTok.
And he's like, ask the captain what he thinks.
So
let's ask the captain. She's just trying to do anything to keep him there, you know?
So if a guy is paying your bills and goes and tells everyone behind your back he's paying your bills.
He's not paying my bills. He told us he pays for your bills. Well, I don't know why he's saying that.
Jason, can I speak with you for a second? Would you ever do that to a woman, Captain? Would you ever say that you pay someone's bills when you don't pay their bills?
He's walking off. He's already walking off in the middle of the sentence. He's like, nah, I wouldn't do that. Bye.
So long. Daisy's like, I will get you your dessert, but you're not meant to be there. I like her vibe is like, don't worry, you'll get your ice cream. He's like, but will I still get my zombie head? You'll get it, just not out there. Daisy's like, this is like the apocalypse. This is how I envision the end of the world. Captain Jason's like, look, I like engaging with the guests, and usually they're asking me a lot of questions. I can't even get a word in. I would have been eaten alive by them, I think. Thank you for saving me from the zombies. A wink, a wink.
So now Daisy and Captain have their own confessional together. And she's like, have I just set the bar for the season? I don't have to do anything there for the rest of the season, right? And he goes, just keep doing that, saving me with ice cream. That's all I need. All right. Jeez. So then in another room, the guys are getting ready for their performance. And Joelle's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The dysmorphia. The zymorphia I feel. And back in the kitchen, Alicia's like, did it turn out okay? And Eddie's like, are you hungry for a bit of cocktail? Oh, ho, ho, ho.
So now the guys go up there to dance. And Eddie's up there first. And he's like, there are two... He comes out as if he's being chased by zombies. And he's like, oh my goodness, there are two seriously hungry men out there. And they are just bloodthirsty for single ladies. They better be naked. Oh, Heather, you don't have to put the hat on the hat. Okay, they're doing the bit. You don't have to help them with their bit. Okay, let them just do their stripper bit.
Yeah. So Joao comes out and dances. And the movie music, like climaxing when he finally finds the confidence to take off his shirt. I cried.
Mm. What a beautiful personal arc for him. It's like, I'm hoping that everyone is distracted about what's going on because I'm the stiffest zombie you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, that's kind of the zombie thing, I hate to tell you. And he's like, I don't mean that in a good way. Did you say,
how Zimla got his groove back?
How Jawazabob got his groove back. Okay, so they dance and Heather hugs Mike very hard. She's like, you're great. And Heather's like, Captain Jason, we were cheering for you to pick us up, picking them up. I mean, come on, fucking get in the game. Come on, man. So anyway, they go downstairs and Jawaz's like, wow, I feel like I was less awkward, but fuck me. I was awkward. My legs were shaking. It was the scariest thing I ever did in my life. Wow, Joao 13.0 is so humble when he has to do a striptease.
So everyone's really proud of Joao for making it through that arc. And he's like, all right, let's focus on the main deck and get the water stains out. Oh, I can live again. I can live again. I'm free. And then in the kitchen, Alicia says hello to Ben and Mike comes in.
It's the next morning.
Oh, it is?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the next morning
now.
So now Daisy is asking Mike if he prefers interior or exterior. And he's like, I can't pick and choose, Daisy. I can't do that. You pick. She's like, you have to pick. He goes, well, where can I chat the most, do you think? Meanwhile, Eddie is saying hi to Alicia and complimenting the buns in her hair. And he's like, are those pigtails? And she's like, oh, they're horns, devil horns. Ben's like, he was definitely flirting with you. Might I suggest running off into the sunset within the next 10 minutes before I fucking murder you? By the way, you're doing great. Love you.
All right, fizzy fibula. Unfortunately, you tried to run off to the sunset and crashed into a tree. That's too tragic, but so typical of you. So Captain Jason says hi to the fish and he's like, hello, fish. Joao's lost a bit of weight. He's been a bit busy. I was like, it's a weird thing to say to your fish. And then Ben, so Alicia has to make muffins.
Uh-oh, the muffins. Here we go.
It's just one thing after another. She has to make muffins. And we see her doing them. And he's like, well, those muffins look strange. Yeah, what happened? What did we do? She's like, well, I added some chocolate. I know I'm probably biased, but I don't think that they look too bad. I think they've got nice tits on them. And we see the muffins and they're totally overgrown and like spread into each other on top of the muffin tin.
And she goes, they've got nice tits on them. He goes, do we have any more muffin tins? Because they would be really good if we didn't fill them up so much, honey buns. All right, you just don't do that simple syrup face. All right, you don't overfill our pastry. All right, she goes, okay, I heard you. He goes, I know, but you've got to understand, pastry will rise by double, if not three times, always, and they look like shit.
Okay, well, thank you. And Daisy's like, pretty early in the season to be bickering. And Mike's like, yeah, it's going to be a long season. So Ben's like, fuck, babe, next time let's not do that. So he dumps it. Dumps it in the trash. And she's like, what'd you do? He's like, well, I dumped it. In the bin? No, on your face. I don't feel it on my face. I was joking. It's in the bin. Oh. Keep up, honey buns. So basically she's like, you threw out my muffins? And she's like, you could have given them to the crew. He's like, no, they were still too fucking raw in the middle because you put too much batter in, okay? And I needed the muffin tins for the guests. So I upturned them and threw the fuckers away because if I cooked them, then we wouldn't have time to cook the guest muffins because we only had those trays. And I wasn't trying to sabotage you or fuck you, just taking a long time and I'm already stressed.
And she's like, is he serious? Like, I think he's trying to kill my self-esteem. I mean, nah, go fuck yourself at this point, to be honest. So Daisy comes in looking for a juicer and he's like, there's like five of them. Come in here, babe. Or if you want, just put an orange between that one's mouth and just punch it down until juice comes out. So he leaves and Alicia's mouthing like, fuck you, to him.
Yeah.
So she goes to the restroom. And meanwhile, Bronwyn's like, well, they're going to have to replace the carpet in Heather and Whitney's room because we're going to have to pay for this boat. I mean, there's makeup, there's fake blood and self-tanner everywhere.
Yeah. It's bad. So Alicia calls Brianna, the Katina stewardess from last season, who was like the model who was stuck in this maybe relationship with Harry for a whole season. So she's like, hi, how's it going in the galley? She's like, it's a fucking nightmare, Brie. Stop it. No, I love Brie. She's part of my really cool circle in my heart. And it's just, it's not easy to stay friends after the season because it's so high paced. But I feel like I could tell her any crisis at any moment and she'd be there for me. So
she's like, oh my God, you are amazing. You can do this. You've got this, girl. Hold on. I've got another call. I'm just going to merge it into this call.
Darling, it's your mother. You're fucking terrible at your job. Just quit already. Just quit. You've got no hope of making it through the season.
Mom, thank you so much for calling. I love to hear your voice.
Love you too, Mistake. All right. Have a good one.
So she's basically like, I was living my best fucking life out in Canada and I've never been happier in my life. And then my mom said, they want you back on TV. And I said, I don't want to go back. And she says, you better go back. You need to support me in my old age. So I went back and then I had to leave it all just to come on this boat and basically be treated like this. I spent 15 hours of my day in the galley and I can't do it for moments. I can't live for the just little moments of people coming and asking if I'm okay.
So then she goes up to see Captain Jason and she, you know, has a big monologue. She's like, I can't do it. I can't do the galley. I can't do Ben's mood swings. I just can't. I'm doing my absolute best. I had children this morning, muffin children. He tossed them in the trash, It's the only thing I can do. They had nice tits. He threw nice muffin tits in the bin. I've got to leave. I'm skiing and I'm fucking. And he's like, well, you know, we had an arc built in. You know, we've already finished Joao's feeling fat arc. And I thought we were really going to get you in there till you couldn't cook. And then by the end of the season, you can cook. You know, that's sort of what you're supposed to do here. And she's like, I can't do it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, she's not staying. She's not lasting the season. She was not in enough of the trailer for the season. She's gone. She's not meant to be there. She can't. She's a really nice, sweet girl, but this is, you know, she's dealing with like a chef right now, and this is out of her league, and this is, she needs to get some more experience before she deals with someone like Ben.
Yeah, she needs to run like hell, girl. Run.
Get
like
out of there.
Hell.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get out of here.
Bye.
It was a fun time. Yeah, it's all over. Catch us later this week with more episodes. We got a whole bunch of shows coming up, and go to get your tickets for the Crappies. Virtually, in person, whatever you want to do, and join us on Patreon. And we'll catch you on the next Watch What Crappens.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride.
Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.